welcome again to the Warren County Radio Bible School. I hope you have your Bible ready, and if you do, you could turn to 1 Samuel chapter 7, and we'll begin our Bible study in just a few moments in verse 13, and we'll be concluding this study that we've been making about Samuel and the great revival under Samuel from an old Sunday school lesson written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of March the 2nd, 1924. While you're turning to 1 Samuel chapter 7, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and our teacher is E.A. Elam, coming to us by these old Sunday school lessons. But now let's look at our text. 1 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 13. So the Philistines were subdued, and they came no more within the border of Israel, and the hand of Jehovah was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. You see, the Israelites smote the Philistines until they came to Bethkar. The exact location of Bethkar is not known, but it was between Mizpah and the land of the Philistines, and the exact spot in Shechem is unknown. But here we raise the Ebenezer, and that's what it tells us in 1 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 12, where it says, Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shin and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. And that is why on occasion we will sing that song, Here I'll raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I've come, and I'll hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. And so the Philistines were subdued, and the hand of Jehovah was against them. The Israelites recovered the cities which the Philistines had taken from them. Not only so, but there was peace between Israel and the Amorites, the most powerful of the Canaanitish nations. And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. And he went from year to year in circuit to Bethel and Gilgal and Mizpah. And he judged Israel in all those places. He returned. His return was to Ramah. This was his home, where he judged Israel, and where he had built an altar unto God. Let me read that to you from the text, and that is 1 Samuel 7, 14 through 17. And the cities which the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored to Israel. From Ekron even unto Gath, and the border thereof, did Israel deliver out of the hand of the Philistines. And there was peace between Israel and the Amorites. And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. And he went from year to year in circuit to Bethel and Gilgal and Mizpah. And he judged Israel in all those places. And his return was to Ramah, for there was his house. And there he judged Israel, and he built there an altar unto Jehovah. Samuel had many temptations and passed through many difficulties. Out of all of them, he came out better and firmer and stronger. He was loyal to God. His one misfortune or failure, if it was to blame, if he was to blame for it, was that his sons were corrupt men and utterly unworthy to succeed their father. May God bless and strengthen us all for every temptation and every duty of life. That almost brings the Sunday school lesson to a close. It does, except for a little poem at the end of the lesson that was written by Madeline S. Bridges. And it goes like this. There are loyal hearts. There are spirits brave. There are souls that are pure and true. Then give to the world the best you have, and the best will come back to you. Give love, and love to your life will flow, a strength in your utmost need. Have faith, and a score of hearts will show their faith in your word and deed. Give truth, and your gift will be paid in kind, and honor will honor meet, and a smile that is sweet will surely find a smile that is just as sweet. For life is the mirror of king and slave, 'tis just what we are to do. Then give to the world the best you have, and the best will come back to you. With that, I'll turn the page. And we come to the next Sunday school lesson. It is about the reign of Saul. The lesson text is 1 Samuel chapter 15, verses 13 through 23. And there we read, "And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, Blessed be thou of Jehovah, I have performed the commandment of Jehovah. And Samuel said, What meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in my ears, and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? And Saul said, They have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and the oxen to sacrifice unto Jehovah thy God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed. Then Samuel said to Saul, Stay, and I will tell thee what Jehovah hath said to me this night. And he said unto him, Say on. And Samuel said, Though thou wast little in thine own sight, thou wast not made head of the tribes of Israel, and Jehovah anointed thee king over Israel. And Jehovah sent thee on a journey, and said, Go, utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore then dost thou not obey the voice of Jehovah, but didst fly upon the spoil, and didst that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah? And Saul said to Samuel, Yea, I have obeyed the voice of Jehovah, and have gone the way which Jehovah sent me, and have brought Agag, a king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took the spoil, the sheep, and the oxen, the chief of the devoted things, to sacrifice unto Jehovah thy God in Gilgal. And Samuel said, Hath Jehovah as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice, as in obeying the voice of Jehovah? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as idolatry and teraphim. Because thou hast rejected the word of Jehovah, he hath also rejected thee from being king." The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is, Behold, to obey is better than sacrificed. 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 22. The devotional reading is the 139th Psalm. There's an inscription to this psalm. It is for the chief musician, a psalm of David. And it reads like this, O Jehovah, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou searchest out my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, Jehovah, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain to it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in Sheol, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall overwhelm me, and the light about me shall be night, even the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike unto thee. For thou didst form my inward parts. Thou didst cover me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks unto thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My frame was not hidden from thee when I was made in secret, and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my unformed substance, and in thy book they were all written, even the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I wake, I am still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloodthirsty men, for they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Jehovah, that hateth thee, and am I not grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. They are become mine enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. As we begin this Sunday school lesson, there are some geographical notes. The first is about Gilgal. It was a town 5 or 6 miles west of the Jericho, and about 1.5 miles east of Jericho, and some say further. The Israelites had not kept the Passover since they left Sinai, and had not observed the rite of circumcision since they'd left Egypt 40 years ago. Here God commanded Joshua to circumcise all the people that were born in the wilderness. And it came to pass, when they were done circumcising all the nation, that they abode in their places in the camp till they were whole. And Jehovah said unto Joshua, This day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you. Wherefore the name of that place was called Gilgal unto this day, Joshua 5:2-9. Gilgal means rolling. From this time, Gilgal was an important place in the history of the Jewish nation. There the manna ceased. There was observed the first Passover in the Promised Land. And there were set up the 12 stones as a memorial of the parting of the Jordan waters. There the Israelites encamped, and the women, children, cattle, and baggage that were left during the Canaanitish war. In Joshua 9:6, we read, And they went to Joshua, unto the camp at Gilgal. And he said unto them, and to the men of Israel, We are come from a far country now, therefore make ye a covenant with us. In Joshua 14:6, we read that then the children of Judah drew nigh unto Joshua in Gilgal. And Caleb, son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that Jehovah spake unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me, and concerning thee, in Beth Shemesh. It was there at Gilgal that the ark was kept until it was removed to Shiloh. We read in Joshua 18:1, that the whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled themselves together at Shiloh, and set up the tent of meeting there, and the land was subdued before them. It was at Gilgal that Saul was proclaimed to be king. In 1 Samuel 10:8, we read, Thou shalt go down before me in Gilgal, and behold, I will come down unto thee to offer burnt offerings and to sacrifice peace offerings 7 days, and thou shalt tarry till I come to thee and show thee what thou oughtst to do. That's all we'll have time for today. Mark that, and we'll come back to this next class.